Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The Apostle John affirms, God is love, 1 John 4:8-16. Some people have difficulty harmonizing God's love with God's anger. If God truly loves us, as the Bible so powerfully teaches, how could He be angry with us? The truth is, God's love demands that He be angry with us when we rebel against His will. The Old Testament provides many examples of God's anger, but I shall read only one. While Moses was on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, the Israelites pressured Aaron, the Jewish high priest, to make them a god of gold to go before them on their journey to the land of promise. Aaron reluctantly agreed to do so, but he did fashion a god of gold. Moses says concerning this incident, "And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also at the same time." Deuteronomy 9:20. I have struggled for many years with the disobedience of the Israelite people. They had witnessed the great miracles God had enabled Moses and Aaron to perform to convince the Egyptian Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. They were present at the Red Sea when the waters opened up and allowed the people to walk through on dry ground. They knew about the miracles that provided water for them when they would have perished without it. How could people who had experienced so much turn against the Lord, make an idol to worship, and engage in gross immorality? Were the miracles unconvincing, or was there something fundamentally wrong with the attitudes of the Israelites? At various times during God's dealings with men, miracles have played a very prominent role. Do miracles always convince and convict people who witness them? This example from the history of Israel should demonstrate that they do not. But what about the great miracles Christ performed? The Gospel according to Matthew provides insight into the impact that miracles have on some people. "Then began he to upbraid those cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." Matthew 11:20-24. The simple truth is, miracles do not always convince, convict, and convert. The Lord was so angry with the nation of Israel that He threatened to blot out their name under heaven and raise up a nation mightier and greater than Israel. He was angry enough with Aaron to have destroyed him. Fortunately for both the nation and for Aaron, God heard the prayers of Moses, Deuteronomy 9:19-20. Moses was sorely disappointed in his own people. He explains what he did. "And I took your sin, the calf that you had made, and burned it with fire, and stomped and ground it very small, even until it was small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mountain." The Jews had provoked the Lord to wrath, Deuteronomy 9:21-22. God's anger or wrath is always based on principle. It is never capricious, as one often finds among human beings. But how could God be holy and not be angry with those who flaunt His will? Paul informed the Romans, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Romans 1:18. God demands that we do His will or suffer the consequences. Thank you, and may God bless you.